This is an IELTS Energy bonus. Be 100% certain about speaking in our free web class.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English with your hosts, former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer. With hundreds of band 7, 8, and 9 success stories, our strategies are the smartest in the IELTS world. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today, Lindsay and I teach you very native band 7 and higher phrases for IELTS speaking part 2, and we invite you to our IELTS speaking web class coming up at the end of April.
Hey Jessica, how you doing today?
You know, I'm doing great. I am feeling positive.
Good.
About, you know, just making some changes and altering home life a little bit.
Good.
Being productive, trying to create a routine, you know, bring some certainty into some uncertain times.
Right, right. Yeah, that's a good thing, right? Because these are very uncertain times. This is one of the few times kind of ever that the whole world is dealing with the same thing. Right?
Yeah, it is. It is wacky.
It's still wacky.
Getting to teach students online from all over the world and just really connecting over some common experiences that usually maybe you can't connect over, right? Because we are sharing these crazy times together.
Yeah, we really are. But you know, our students still have goals and dreams, right? They
yes.
want to find a way to unlock those dreams, as we are saying now, unlock those dreams by taking the IELTS exam. We know, guys, that the IELTS exam has been canceled for many of you, maybe in March or early April, but we hope that soon it's going to reopen. But the question is, what can you do in the meantime?
Right?
You
exactly.
have this block of time and you can do things to make your 7 or higher more certain when you
yes.
take the test, right, Jessica?
Exactly. I mean, yeah, like we can look at this two ways, right? We can choose to focus on the uncertainty, like I don't know when the center will open again. But guys, there is a certainty that it will open again, that you will be able to take that IELTS exam. And you know what? You want to be ready because it will certainly open again, right?
For sure.
So let's take this time now to build that confidence in those skills so you are like more than prepared for when you do rock up for the IELTS exam.
Exactly. So we're going to let you guys know now that we do have our web class coming up at the end of April. And Jessica, what are we going to be showing our listeners? Our attendees of that web class.
Yes, guys. So this is so exciting. You guys are going to get so many skills. We'll be more specific on that in a second, but it's all about IELTS speaking, right?
Yes.
So the title of the web class, How to Be 100% Certain of a 7 and Higher for IELTS Speaking in Uncertain Times. So how are we going to do that? Well, one of the main things, guys, the very first thing you're going to learn in this web class is these ways that students go wrong every Saturday that I've seen personally as an examiner in thousands of speaking exams that I graded. These things students do wrong, and we're going to tell you what those are and what you should do instead to get that 7 or higher.
Oh, I love that. I love the idea that we can take control of this time, right? We can take control of what we have a choice, right? Do we sit in front of the TV and watch 12 hours of television, or do we get more certain that we're going to get past IELTS during this time? And this is one thing that you guys can do by attending this web class. I want to throw out the link, the sign up link, so you guys know where to go. And then we're going to give you a couple of hints right now. So guys,
yes.
that link is allearsenglish.com/certain. Jessica, could you spell that for our listeners? Just let them know.
I am trying to spell it every time we mention this, but yes. So allearsenglish.com/certain.
Yeah.
So allearsenglish.com/certain. So as we said in that first part, guys, we're going to give you these insider tips from my 14 years of examining experience that you can't get anywhere else. else. You're also going to get vocabulary, formal and informal, pronunciation tips, tips on getting rid of anxiety. There's so much in this web class. But today, Lindsay and I are going to focus on this very specific detail about speaking part two. So where do students often go wrong in speaking part two, Lindsay?
Yeah. So one of the things that students do is they believe that it's not okay to go off on a tangent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally. But the fact is speaking part two, right, Jessica, is quite long. Isn't that right?
Yeah, it's 2 minutes, guys. Yeah. And so there's this persistent myth out there. No matter how many times that I as an examiner tell you, or even have guests like Fiona, who's also an examiner, tell you that, guys, you don't have to have a very organized answer. You don't have to just follow the bullet points at all. The best way to impress the examiner in part two is to go off on tangents. So what is a tangent, Lindsay?
Oh boy. So a tangent is when we connect to an idea that wasn't necessarily directly answering the question, but we go in a different direction. It's like if we're following a road, like a dirt road, maybe there's a turnoff and you go on that other road, but that's okay. You know, as long as we kind of show where we're going, right? We kind of link to it. And that's what we're here to show you guys today, some phrases to go off on that tangent.
Exactly. So you guys are going to get a sneak peek today. You're going to be so ready for that web class at the end of April.
Yes.
AllEarsEnglish.com/certain. So vocabulary. Let's take for example, okay? What if the part two card was like, describe a problem you had in a restaurant, right? And you're telling this story of having a terrible meal in a restaurant, let's say. But then all of a sudden something else occurs to you that is kind of connected, right, to what you're saying.
Yeah.
You could pause for a second and then use the phrase, oh, actually, that made me think of this other restaurant that I tried recently that was actually amazing.
Yeah, that's exactly. I mean, another example here could be, let's say you were telling a story, you're at that restaurant, you ordered meatloaf, and then you say, oh, that makes me think of my mom's meatloaf. She makes a great one. And then you go and you describe the ingredients in that meatloaf. Who eats meatloaf anymore? I don't.
Oh, God. Meatloaf is such like a classic, like 1950s American sort of dish, I feel like.
Yeah, right, right. I know. When I was a kid, we did mac and cheese. We did meatloaf. We did like steak and rice. I mean, all the classic 80s dishes, right? That is one of them.
Totally. Oh, our generation. It's amazing. So that phrase, guys, write it down. And pay attention to how we're pronouncing this, right? Because this is so key to showing that natural variety, that personality for the pronunciation score. Mm-hmm. Oh, actually, that made me think of. So like the stress and intonation there is so perfect.
Yes, I love that on this show, we talk a lot of times about how can you get the best bang for your buck, meaning you do one thing and you increase your score in multiple areas. In that case, we increase our pronunciation and our vocabulary score. Right, Jessica?
Yeah, totally. I mean, this has been my like number one motto in everything I teach for 15 plus years is exploit everything you're teaching, right? Simplify, practice, succeed. So if we teach you one thing, but it improves all four scores, like, you can't get much better than that.
It's so
good. So another phrase that you could use, you could again, pause for a second and then say, you know, that reminds me. So again, like as an example, describe a problem you had in a restaurant. You could say, you're like talking about the person that you were eating with, maybe. And you could say, you know, that reminds me, my friend Gerald just always gets bad food in restaurants.
Gerald.
I don't know.
Good name. That's great. I love that. Yeah. So again, I heard the intonation in that. That's what really stood out to me, right? Oh, that reminds me, right? You're really increasing your pronunciation score by showing that variation. And it also keeps the examiner awake because when you use that kind of intonation, The examiner, I mean, how many exams are given, Jessica? You did this for 14 years. How many exams are given in a given afternoon? Like, how many do you think?
Oh my gosh. I would say, like, at a minimum, I would do 10 students a day, maximum 22 students I would do sometimes. And, you know, just completely honestly, guys, sometimes if the person had a very monotone pronunciation, if they were saying the same thing I'd heard already from 10 other students, I had to work so hard to focus on what they were saying. Like, you don't want the examiner to have to work that hard, right?
Exactly.
Like, you want me to enjoy listening to you. So these phrases, guys, not only does it help the pronunciation, as we said, the fluency score, but the coherence part of the fluency score, because these phrases are organizing your thoughts, right?
Yes.
It seems like we're going off and not following the topic, but that's not it at all. We're actually narrating our thoughts in an organized way.
Right, right. So it's okay if you're going off topic, as long as you're showing the examiner you're doing that, you understand you're doing that, and you're putting a container around it by using these phrases. Yeah,
exactly.
I love that. And then the very last one is just a simple one, guys, is just saying as a side note. Right?
Yes.
As a side note.
You guys might have noticed, if you've been listening to the show for a while, that's like my favorite. I think Fiona and I talked about that. That is just a classic phrase. Do you say that, Lindsay?
Sometimes. I don't know that it's my favorite, but sometimes I do.
I'm trying to say it less because I say it all the time, okay. But that just shows you how native it is, guys. Like, this is a great phrase. So I hope you guys write down all three of these phrases today, but you know what? These are only gonna really help you in speaking part two. So if you guys want to be 100% certain that you are going to get the score you need on your speaking exam, come to our web class, April 25th and 27th. Sign up and grab your spot, guys. People are online a lot more today. Aubrey and I are working very hard on this web class. It's going to be amazing. So grab your spot now, allearsenglish.com/certain.
Yes. So looking forward to that web class. It's going to be great. We will see you guys there. And remember, the web classes are not recorded. So if you don't show up, you'll miss it forever. We don't do it anywhere else. Okay, guys. So go one more time, allearsenglish.com/certain. See you there. Cool.
Awesome. See you there, guys.
All right.
Bye, Lindsay.
Bye, Jessica. Take care. Talk to you soon.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.